Does this seem like a good way to start?
Let's go.
Great. Okay. My name is Jean Clifford. I am here with my first cousin once removed, Lucy Lawton, and her grandpa on her mom's side, Dick Click. Do you guys want to say how old you are and where you live and how long you've been coming up to Holiday Acres?
I'm Lucy, and I'm 11. I live in Greenville, Wisconsin, and I've been coming to Holiday Acres my whole life.
A whole 11 years.
Wow. My name is Dick Click. I live in Roseville, Minnesota. I'm one of the many Minnesotans who come here. And my age is, let's see.
Optional.
Seven decades plus. How does that sound?
Sounds good. And how long have you been coming up to Holiday Acres?
We've been coming up to Holiday Acres. I remember we always go by Bachi and Chachi.
That's right.
Bachi is my wife. That's a translated grandmother. And Chachi is translated as grandfather.
From what language?
From Polish.
Polish. Great.
Okay, so we've been coming years.
Years. Do you know how many years?
Five, six, seven,
I think
eight.
It's...
I'm not sure.
Somewhere in the mix.
Somewhere in the mix.
Well, can you remember how old Lucy was when you started coming up?
I remember carrying her.
Oh. Too little to walk.
So it was... we must have brought her into a pool or something. She doesn't like water or anything.
No, so. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yes.
Great.
All right.
So I have a couple questions that I'd like to know in terms of your experience here. What is something that you look forward to every year up here when coming up north?
I look forward to seeing all my family and going tubing and Candy Island.
Yeah.
Well, we get a lot of candy.
That's great. Yeah, wait. Tell me more about this Candy Island.
It's where in the morning a bunch of adults, fairies, go and hide candy. And then when they're done, the kids go and find all the candy.
Mm-hmm. And how do they take you to Candy Island?
Through boats.
And do you have to spend a lot of time on the island waiting for all the kids to show up?
Yes.
Right. How long do you think they make you wait before they let you hunt?
Like 30 minutes.
What do they do to entertain you?
Sing songs.
Good ones?
Okay.
Acceptable songs.
Yes, acceptable.
So today is Wednesday this week, which is the candy hunt, right? So you did this morning?
Yep.
And how was the haul?
Good.
I got a thumbs up. All right. How heavy do you think the bag was? How many pounds do you think you got?
A lot.
That's great.
Definitely that. She even shared a Snickers with me.
Generous. You're so generous, Lucy.
I mean, last year I don't think she did, but this year she did. That was nice.
That's nice. All right, Dick, what about you? What's something you look forward to every year?
Actually, the biggest thing we come up here for is to watch the grandchildren grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really number one. Yeah, growing, well, you know, as adults, we kind of grow one way.
That's right.
As the youngsters, they keep on going
and
this
grow
way.
The other way.
And, of course, here, getting smarter every year. And to watch
we hope.
Watch them, tell us, did you know that Lucy learned how to drive a cart? So she has been the chauffeur running the golf cart around.
Yeah, she's been driving a lot of people around this week.
And
going in reverse a lot. You know, crashes.
No crashes.
Impeccable record.
Yes.
The other reason why we come up is a little bit of rest, relaxation. I'm not sure which is more important, rest or relaxation. But also people.
People.
As everybody understands,
vibes.
This is not just family, but extended family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as it keeps on growing and watching the people change, I remember our moderator here as a...
That's me. I'm the moderator.
Older than Lucy. And now she is just developed into a great young woman.
You heard it here. I'm a great young woman. I'll take it. Okay, another question I want to ask, not as deep, just out of curiosity. What's the first thing that you pack when you get ready to come up north?
My swimsuit.
Duh. Yeah. Obviously. How many swimsuits do you bring? Do you just have one?
No, I brought five.
No, that's smart. That's smart. You never know what hodag will take a swimsuit from you.
Five different types of water or five just changes in suits?
Well, you probably have some suits you tube in.
Yes.
Some suits you lay out in. Mm-hmm. Some suits you swim casually in. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different functions.
Well, this is Holiday Acres. You know, right. You have to have a little variety.
That's right. That's right. We see a lot of each other. You gotta change it up somehow. What about you, Dick? What's the first thing you pack?
This year, it was my folding bicycle.
Oh, wait a minute. But I haven't seen that yet this week.
I can't ride it due to some broken toes.
I see.
However,
okay.
My wife has ridden it. My son has ridden it. I don't know if anybody else has. But anyway,
I'll ride it.
I have it here, and I'm considering trying to use it with this great big boot this afternoon. Maybe.
Maybe. That sounds nice, though. The first thing you pack is something for others. It's a shared item.
Isn't that the way life is?
Okay. Now I want to ask a question specifically to Dick, because your connection here is one that I find very interesting. So as I stated at the beginning, Lucy is my cousin's daughter, but Dick is her grandfather, Jaji, on the other side of her family, so I am not related to Dick Click. So I would like you to say a little bit about what did Jessie, your daughter, say about Holiday Acres that got you thinking you might want to come up here with her and our whole family. How did that invitation get extended to you? Yeah. What did she say that made you think, we'll go do this. We'll go up north.
Anybody who knows my daughter knows that it's generally more than a suggestion. It isn't, why don't you come up and join us? It's, why aren't you here?
Right.
I think that's a better way of putting it.
Not even an invitation. It's just a command.
A emboldened invitation, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And as she explained all the fun that she had up here and how great it was, we asked her if it was as good as we always used to go up to a place called Rutgers in northern Minnesota when she was growing up. And she says, oh, Rutgers is nothing.
Nothing. Nothing compared to Holiday Acres.
So, here we are at Holiday Acres, just watching people grow.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you started coming up here, you've said this a little bit already, but if you could say something about what keeps you coming back and sort of specifics, right? So we spend a lot of time eating together. We do that every day, this one.
As we noticed.
We spend a lot of time sitting around together. We spend a lot of time swimming together.
I don't swim.
Well.
I can't get in the boat. We have a boat attached to the dock in front of our cabin. And I can't figure out if I should risk a bath getting into it as I fall out. Oh, I think what we're going to do, and that's rent the pontoon this afternoon so we can go ahead and at least get around the lake.
Get around the lake. Right. That'd be great.
What keeps coming back? Well, let's see. The golf I'm not very good at. The tennis, Lucy can beat me.
It's probably been that way for a couple of years. I'm pretty good at tennis. I've seen you play.
Yeah, she was even in this group that we got to watch, a group of 8 11-year-olds from Wisconsin. They went down to Indiana to play.
Oh.
And
a whole trip.
Lucy, as she went ahead and won her singles match, it was enjoyable. You know, it's one of the things that grandfathers really enjoy.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. So, speaking of tennis.
Yes, tennis.
Are either of you going to play in the ding-a-ling this year?
Of course.
Of course. Lucy, will you tell us a little bit about what the ding-a-ling is?
It's a tennis tournament, a doubles tennis tournament, mm-hmm. that if people sign up for, my mom and my grandpa make the teams. And then, well, everyone plays someone. And then if you win, you keep going.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose, you're out. And then there's usually a winning team.
There's usually a winning team.
Who's your partner this year?
I don't know yet.
It's too soon to tell. Who are you hoping? Who do you hope is your partner?
Someone good.
Yeah.
You don't want me for partner, huh?
Yeah, that's great. Do you, who have you played with before?
Well, I played with my third cousin last year,
mm-hmm.
Sage.
You and Sage were partners? Or you played tennis together last year?
Yeah. And the year before, I played with my mom.
Solid partner?
So-so.
Did you win?
So-so.
No.
She didn't. What is it? Was it you or her?
Her.
We just had to get it on the record.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. The next question I want to ask is for Lucy. Can you tell us about a typical day up here for you on the resort? You wake up. Do you bother to eat breakfast or do you just go straight to the beach? What do?
I usually go straight to the beach. I haven't bothered to eat breakfast yet.
Today? No. We had the candy hunt. Yeah. You had to get down to the beach.
Yeah.
Well, no, you have to wait 30 minutes after you eat to go to the beach.
Right.
So you might as well just go to the beach first and then consider eating later.
Yeah.
Well, did you have any candy, though?
Yes.
Oh, you have to wait 30 minutes then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you wake up, go straight to the beach. This year, you're driving around a lot.
Yes.
First year.
She's
good. The golf cart. You learn fast. That's what it seemed like. What else do you do with your days here?
Tubing. I love tubing.
Mm-hmm.
Skiing.
I haven't
done yet.
No water skiing yet this year?
I think I'm gonna today.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of swimming.
Yes, a lot of swimming.
Mm-hmm. You spend a lot of time with a couple different other girls on the resort. Can you tell me a little bit about how you know them?
Well,
you're related to some, not to others, right?
Spend time with mainly four girls here. But, well, first I spend time with my third cousin, Sage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know her because, well, she's my cousin.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
And you met her up here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember how long ago you guys met?
No.
Yeah, I can't remember either. And who are the other girls you're hanging out with?
My friend Bella. There's like a whole nother, there's our family and a whole nother family that comes up here.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she has like a lot of cousins. And
does she have more cousins than you?
Yes.
Do you know? Yeah.
She does.
Right. It's a whole troop over there.
Yeah, we met when we were like three or mm-hmm. two.
Yeah, you guys have been friends for a really long time.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then there's Margaret. Our parents went to college together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I know her.
So you've known Margaret your whole life, I assume.
Yes.
Very cool. And do you remember when she started coming up here with her family?
No. Not really.
Just kind of like as
just
long
just
as I can remember,
here.
Right? They've always been here. Yeah. No, oh, that's great. And you guys all have bikes up here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How much time do you think you spend on your bike?
A lot.
A lot. Always on the run.
Yes.
Always got to go.
Do you prefer your bike or the cart?
Cart.
It was fun the other night to watch Lucy, I think it was day two of learning how to drive.
I'm sure that was fun.
As all of her friends got on the cart with her, and a little bit of girl power as she went ahead and took them for a ride around the resort.
A quick joyride.
As we were wondering which girl was going to make it back.
Right.
I didn't crash, though.
Didn't crash at right. all. We've the already girls established. Made it back.
Impeccable record. So, Jaji, plug your ears. Lucy, how fast do you think you've gotten the golf cart to go?
Probably as fast as it can go.
That's awesome. That's Lucy.
That's great. Well, I'm very jealous. Just saying. For the record.
You haven't taken her for a ride?
No joyrides for Jean yet. It's on the list now.
Okay.
If the rain holds off, you owe me a little ride.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, one sort of concluding question I would like to ask. If you could both tell me what family means to you.
Family, I'd like to say, I'll use an illustration. Okay.
Great.
1 year, back about 4 or 5 years ago, I decided to rent the pontoon. And that's when Jerry, the patriarch of the family, invited him for a boat ride with Mary Sue, his wife, and there was a gentleman in a wheelchair.
And that was Jack Doucette.
Jack Doucette.
That's right. So it was my grandpa and my grandpa's brother, or brother-in-law.
And we went ahead, and he sat in his wheelchair, and he didn't have too much to do, so we invited him on. And he and Jerry talked so much on this pontoon ride that I kind of wondered, it's like turning a radio on.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, the two of them just enjoy life again. And it was so much fun to see. So when you say family, it's kind of extended family, plus real family, close family. And that's really what Holiday Acres keeps on developing.
Yeah, this sort of now, intergenerational mix.
Even my son is here from D.C., and his new wife, and they kept on talking about it. They were here, what?
4 years ago.
4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And they missed it, so they ended up coming back this year. And they're having so much fun. They normally go to the Outer Banks and the Carolinas, and that's just part of the good earth.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of being a family.
Yeah, that's nice.
Major difference.
Major difference, yeah.
So,
I agree.
Why do you come back, young lady?
Lucy, what does family mean to you?
Family means a lot to me because, well, they're always there and they're always helping. They make good food.
Your family does make good food. That's true.
Yeah. They're just really nice. Good to have them around.
Yeah. Great. Love it. Well, thank you guys for sitting down with me and chatting. This was really fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What are you going to do the rest of the day? Are you going to keep on recording?
No, I am going to go to an escape room.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to escape from?
I'm excited.
From?
I don't know yet. I'm kind of hoping it's an Indiana Jones theme. Josh and Christy planned it.
Yeah, that's their big thing in D.C.
I get it. It's fun.
Oh, you do it up here, too?
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota?
Yeah.
Not in Wisconsin? There's nothing to escape from here.
That's right. Right, that's right. All right, thank you, guys, and we're all done.